The Epistle of Barnabas, Chapter 16, The Spiritual Temple of God. Moreover, I will also tell you concerning the temple, how the wretched, wandering in error, trusted not in God himself, but in the temple, as being the house of God. For almost after the manner of the Gentiles, they worshipped him in the temple. Footnote. That is, they worshipped the temple instead of him. End of footnote. But learn how the Lord speaks when abolishing it. Quote, who hath melted out heaven with a span, and the earth with his palm? Have not I? Unquote. Isaiah 40, verse 12. Thus saith the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth my footstool. What kind of house will ye build me, or what is the place of my rest? Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1. Ye perceive that this hope is vain. Moreover, he again says, behold, they who have cast down this temple, even they shall build it up again. Compared to Isaiah chapter 49, verse 17 in the Septuagint. It has so happened, for through their going to war, it was destroyed by their enemies, and now they, as the servants of their enemies, shall rebuild it. Again, it was revealed that the city and the temple and the people of Israel were to be given up. And the scripture saith, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the Lord will deliver up the sheep of his pasture and their sheepfold and tower to destruction. Footnote. Compared to Isaiah 5, Jeremiah 15. But the words do not occur in scripture. End of footnote. And it so happened as the Lord had spoken. Let us inquire then if there still is a temple of God, that is, where he himself declared he would make and finish it. For it is written, and it shall come to pass when the week is completed, the temple of God shall be built in glory in the name of the Lord. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27 and Haggai 2:10. I find therefore that a temple does exist. Learn then how it shall be built in the name of the Lord. Before we believed in God, the habitation of our heart was corrupt and weak, as being indeed like a temple made with hands. For it was full of idolatry, and was a habitation of demons, through our doing such things as were opposed to the will of God. But it shall be built. Observe ye that the name of the Lord, in order that the temple of our Lord may be built in glory. How? Learn as follows. Having received the forgiveness of sins and placed our trust in the name of the Lord, we have become new creatures, formed again from the beginning. Wherefore, in our habitation, God truly dwells in us. How? His word of faith. His calling, footnote, code sin reads the calling, and a footnote of promise. The wisdom of the statutes, the commands of the doctrine, he himself prophesying in us, he himself dwelling in us, opening to us who were enslaved by death the doors of the temple, that is, the mouth, and by giving us repentance, he introduced us into the incorruptible temple. Footnote, code sin gives the clauses of this sentence separately, each occupying a line. He then who wishes to be saved looks not to man, footnote, that is, the man who is engaged in preaching the gospel, end of footnote, but to him who dwelleth in and speaketh in him, amazed at never having either heard him utter such words from his mouth, nor having himself ever desired to hear them. Footnote, such is the punctuation adopted by Heffeli and Drizel and Hilgenfeld. End of footnote. This is the spiritual temple built for the Lord. End of chapter 16.